Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR. Looking for a better way to get up out of bed instead of
getting on the internet and checking a new hit. Browns fans, secure your Cleveland Browns season tickets for 2014 today. Place your deposit to lock in the best seats and prices, and don't miss your chance to join the best fans in the NFL at First Energy Stadium. Visit clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today. Going to get some barks from the dog pound here. Nathan Zagura alongside the notorious VIC and the great Carly McCord. Sean in Medina, welcome to CBD.
Hey, guys.
How you doing?
Yeah, good. I'm doing well, thanks. I wanted to ask you, since you guys were talking about the quarterback position being such an important piece in the puzzle for leadership, and I wanted to stay on point with that and talk about the 2014 draft. One of the guys that I'm really high on is A.J. McCarron for a number of reasons. One being he's a tremendous leader. Two, he could potentially win three national championships. My question with that is, why aren't we hearing more about him in regards to coming, maybe being a potential draft for the Browns?
Well, I think it has a lot more to do with performance than just accomplishment. Accomplishment matters, but scouts don't weigh heavily titles, honors, you know, that level of production. They certainly look at those numbers matter and success matters, and I'm not diminishing it, but when you look at it through an NFL scout's eye, and I've sat and I've gotten a chance to look at some detailed reports on players. Let me just put it kind of in that framework over the years, not just now, but over the years. And you'd be amazed at what strikes us as fans, what makes headlines, what drives television conversation on College Game Day and all those other shows is very unimportant in the grand scheme of how you assess a player and all his technical qualities and then the personal makeup and all this. There are many categories that go into evaluating that player, especially the quarterback position, which is the most complex and challenging of all to view. But for all the reasons that you say, okay, hey, this guy might win a third national championship, this guy just has had success there, isn't that good enough? But when you weigh it versus, you know, the arm and the accuracy and the ability to be a really top-notch quarterback. And I'm not saying he's not those things, but the talent level isn't always necessarily commensurate with the accomplishments, with the resume.
That's exactly right, because the college game, given that the nature of recruiting, is not necessarily a level playing field. So you can be playing on a team that just vastly has superior talent to your opponents. Now, A.J. McCarron's been a very good quarterback, a very good winner. There have been plenty of winners, though, in college who have gone on to the NFL and not been great quarterbacks. And I would say one of them was drafted by the Cleveland Browns and Colt McCoy. And he did not go on to have a very good NFL career, at least has not thus far. So you're looking for the translation. Can your skill set, can that translate? And I think the most important thing for a quarterback in today's NFL is, number one, the mental side of things, being able to understand defenses, being able to grasp schemes, make quick decisions with the football. Then the most important thing for a quarterback is ball placement, ball location, accuracy, and arm strength. You need to have the necessary arm strength to make NFL throws, but if you have good arm strength or good enough, but your ball placement is great, that's the thing that's the most important. So there are a lot of things to look at with these quarterbacks and how it's going to be evaluated. And there are a lot of good ones. And believe me, when I say to you, they are spending a lot of time breaking these guys down, analyzing the quarterback position, and being ready to ensure that when they do make that selection, they get the right guy for the Cleveland Browns for the future.
No doubt. And that is, you're right, that investment in time, energy, expense, you name it, this organization's doing it when it comes to the quarterback position, and that has been their approach since before this season began. I mean, they are full bent on finding that guy, that right guy, whoever that guy might be, and wherever they might be able to draft him within the first round. All right, Jim Donovan, the voice of the Browns from the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network, is going to be joining us by phone. We'll get his thoughts on what happened Sunday and just get his whole big picture observations on this Cleveland Browns team. It's Vic Carucci. It's Nathan Zagura. You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, of Football Tuesday, right here on ESPN 850 WKNR.